Operation Gladio, although still, I would say 99.9% of it still is classified. And by the way, a lot of people have never heard of Operation Gladio. And those people that I even asked, they think, oh, it's one of those hypotheses or theories that are put forth by some conspiracy theorists. No, Operation Gladio, its existence and its general, very, very general motto has already been established. I mean, there has been already some documents through FOIA. They had actually parliament hearings in Italy when one of the former prime minister talked about Operation Gladio. Operation Gladio started with the Cold War. And what has been publicized about it so far is very little and to a certain degree misleading. Theoretically speaking, Operation Gladio were these covert cells, okay, put in place and left in various countries in Europe, in Eastern Europe even, you know, Western Europe, Turkey. And these cells were supposed to be in place in these countries in case if there ever was a Soviet invasion of these countries, so that these covert operatives would be activated, put in active mode, and from inside they would basically, challenge the invasion, etc., working with NATO bosses. So it was a NATO operation.
If I may, these were what we now refer to as sleeper cells.
Sleeper cells. Sometimes they refer to it as the left behind armies. But again, as I said, it's very misleading because that was not what the original Operation Gladio cells actually did. A lot of events that took place during the Cold War were actually part of the operations carried out by these sleeper cells. And even though there were no invasions of these nations by the Soviet Union, and even if you look at the assassination of the, you know, Pope, it was part of the Operation Gladio. That it was later, you know, they were saying, oh, that part of it has to do with the Soviet Union. And even to this day, there are so many, various theories of what took place.